He said, the books will be opened and men shall be judged by the things that are written in it. If you as a Christian refuse to judge yourself and make the lifestyle changes that God talks about, on that day, you'll be. Glory be to God. Romans chapter 12, and I'm going to read from verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God had dealt to every man the measure of faith. Now, it begins with us making a lifestyle change. Praise God, a lifestyle change. Then it comes to us, in addition to that, we need to renew our minds. Amen. And so the Spirit of God begins to be manifested through us as we do the word. Amen. We are doers of the word. Glory be to God. Amen. And so we're going to depend upon changing our minds from what it used to be to what God wants it to be and how we should think in these last days. Because these are the last of the last days. This is the tail end of the last days. Don't live for yourself. Live for God. These things are for those who live for God. Glory be to God. You need to live for God, not for yourself. When you're in the Spirit and you're doing things by the Spirit of God, the Word of God will be your stability. If you don't know the Word, you're going to be all over the place without accomplishing or being focused on what God wants you to be. What wants you to do. You'll be going from one spiritual high to another spiritual high, to a low and another spiritual high. But when you're in the word, there's stability. And so you know how to. Bible said that the spirit of a prophet is subject to the prophet. And so you're able to know how to walk in the Holy Ghost, in the things, release yourself to the things of God. And how to, when you come down and, you know, you go in the word and do the things that God said to do. So your mind is informed by the word of God. You're informed by the word of God. And it's your guide and navigating instrument in the realm of the spirit. So you know to judge between things. What is this? You know what it is. What is that? You get to know what it is. Praise God. And so that you don't just run out there without anything as your guide. The word of God helps us to discern. In these last days, we'll be able to discern things by the word of God and by the Spirit of God. The times when it's not very clear and the Holy Ghost will bear witness and say, this is not right. But if you're not active spiritually, how are you going to know? Amen. So we be not conformed to this world. First, we present our bodies holy, a living sacrifice. There has to be a lifestyle change. Knowing who you are. You're not who you think you are. You're who God says that you are. You're not who you think you are or who they say that you are. You're not who your cousins think you are. And stop fooling around. And acting like you're not who God says that you are. You can't walk with God except you agree with him. If God says you're righteous, you say you're righteous. If you disagree, it means it didn't take. You did not accept it. If God says you're healed, you accept it. You take it. If you refuse to take it, it won't work for you. Hallelujah. That is the spiritual that affects the physical. Because when you start with the fact that you're righteous, which means to be in right standing with God, it's easy for you to do righteousness. You're not trying to be righteous. You're the righteous living your life. It's not about being physically perfect, as in, you know, what a man defines as perfect. Because the problem people have are with men. That righteousness is a free gift. It was a free gift. Hallelujah. To us. Bible says, he who knew no sin. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. It says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. He said, behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who had reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and had given us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and had committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God, for he had made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Hallelujah. This word made here is the Greek word ginomai. It means to come into being, to cause to exist. Hallelujah. To come into existence. Glory be to God. Something that was not before has now come into existence. So you were not righteous before you got born again. When you got born again, you became righteous. You became made righteous. In your nature, in your inward nature, you became righteous. Just like man was became sin, became wickedness. Bible says through the disobedience of one man, sin came into the world, and death through sin. Now, righteousness has come into us, and grace through righteousness. The grace of God is riding on the free gift of righteousness. If you're enjoying grace, you're enjoying it on the foundation of righteousness. God does not do anything outside of his righteousness. The only thing God does for the sinner is to save him. That is eternal. The rest are just things to show his goodness, like oxygen. God's word is important to God. The biggest treasure that you have is the word of God. It saved you. It gave you the Holy Ghost. The word of God brings you, gives you an inheritance among them that are sanctified. The inheritance that God has for you is in his word. When they preach, when you come for the teaching of the word of God, some people are not interested. They like the dancing is good, you know, the jumping in the spirit and all of that, dancing in the spirit, singing in other tongues are good. But without the word of God, you don't have the structural support to maintain all the things that you have or to get ahead. You need to get ahead in life, in the kingdom of God. Receive the things that God has said concerning you. Without the word, there's nowhere to go. You will live a life, your feelings will overtake you, because feelings can speak. How many of us know our feelings are very loud? They're very loud. So the word of God has to be in you, deeply entrenched, stronger than your feelings, for you to be persuaded that what God has said he will do. You can imagine somebody feeling pain in his body and you're telling him he's healed. Except that person's sensitivity to the word of God is higher than those that have pain. He's going to be talking about his pain all his life. And we know that to acknowledge is to accept. If you say it, you establish it. You shall decree a thing, and it shall be what? Established unto you. Praise the Lord. And so our victory, Bible says to us in John chapter 5, 1 John chapter 5. It says, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Messiah, the anointed one, is born of God, the Redeemer. He's born of God. Hallelujah. The reason why the Messiah is important is that he's the one who brings salvation. Amen. The anointed one who brings salvation. Praise the Lord. The deliverer, if you like. Amen. He said, by this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. Keep his commandments. His commandments affect our lifestyle. Commandments affect our lifestyles. These are the things that God has commanded us to do. He said, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Everything about the world we overcome because we're born of him. What I mean is that it does not matter where you are. Victory will come out of you. Doesn't matter what has happened to you. It doesn't matter what is happening. You will win. You were designed that way. It's not by chance. It's not, oh, if you're lucky, you win. No. You have won. You have overcome the world. Whosoever or whatsoever, is it a word? Is it a church? Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Our faith in Christ. Amen. Is the victory that overcomes the world. And so, whatever it is they're trying to do, our faith will be out there. As we go into the Word, we read the Word, we begin to do what the Word of God says, transformation. The world begins to see us differently. They begin to see a different you. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. We are the ones. You know, in the world, when you just eat everything that just comes your way, when they put, you know, a lot of the food that we eat in the restaurants and all of that, the fast food and all, has a lot of salt. They say, no, they've not started. Give me, can I have some more salt? Boo, 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 boo. Who are you hurting? Me? Yourself. The doctors would then tell you, make lifestyle changes. In the spirit, to be healthy, you have to make some lifestyle changes. There are things that you can do that will injure your spirit. Now, I'm not saying if it's forced on you. I'm saying things you do by yourself. Pornography will injure your spiritual life. You will not be spiritually healthy. Lying will injure your spiritual life because it's not of God. What we eat, we become. Make this lifestyle changes that the Word of God tells us to make. And don't give your voice to the world. Don't give your agreement to what they're doing. Don't think that the things that they're doing are okay just because a lot of them say it's okay does not mean they can be, you know, make up your mind that if the 7 billion people upon the earth say that Jesus is not Lord, that you will not agree with them. If all your friends are going to leave you because you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, so be it. If your family leaves you because you believe on Jesus Christ, so be it. You're still in majority. They that are with us are more than they that are with them. And every time you side with God, God is in majority. If you're a Christian, you have to make the lifestyle changes. You have been given grace to make the lifestyle changes. That ability is in you. God is at work in you. He's at work in you. The things that you're an angry person, you get angry, you do some things that are not right. Begin to work on it. Because God is with you. The Holy Ghost is your helper. And He begin to help you to do the right things. It's okay if I get angry, I'm not going to get a baseball bat. I know where I put my baseball bat. I put it inside a trash can and let them take it away. But when you get angry, you can't find it. When you get angry, you take, you know, you shoot people. You do some things, you know, and all of that are not right. That's not okay. You need to take authority over that spirit. It's sin. And you can overcome it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You can stay with one person. You've got to overcome it. Hallelujah. You've got to overcome it. Where people are different. What somebody, one person is struggling with may not be what the other person may be struggling with right now. But whatever it is that is that struggle, overcome it. Because you can overcome it. It's not supposed to be a struggle. You have already overcome it in the spirit. And what you have to do is to concentrate and work on it. What do I mean by that? There are things that you think about that leads you there. Deal with the root, the residue of thought in your mind. That's what the Bible says. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You have friends you hang with. You that you should no longer be hanging around with. The Bible says to us that we should come out from among them and be separate. Hallelujah. And touch not the unclean thing. Praise the Lord. He says, but be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship had righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion had light with darkness? That means what fellowship has light with darkness? You shouldn't be a Christian and be going to nightclubs. You shouldn't be a Christian and the kind of music you listen to is just junk music. You know, we talked about things that would make you healthy spiritually and things that would affect your spiritual life where you become obese. Let's pray. No, you're just like that guy on the treadmill. You're just going and you're eating, you're still eating that junk music and expect to be spiritually strong. It's not possible. You have no fellowship with darkness. What concord had Christ with Belial? Base, you know, the Bible talks about sons of Belial. Men who have no regard for holy things. Lewd men, profane. They are vile. God is light. In Him, there is no darkness at all. No darkness. Not one, there's no darkness. Neither shadow of turning. No variableness. God is light. God is light. You can't have that and say you got it from God. If you didn't get it from God, you got it from the devil. There is no agreement. There is. He says, what part had he that believeth with an infidel? I'm not saying that to mean that your neighbors, you're at war with them, you should get a gun and start shooting them and all of that. That is not God either. If you're doing that, God didn't send you. Give me the scripture that you're working from the New Testament. We are doers of the word. We don't do our own ideas. And what agreement had the temple of God with idols? It says, for ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I'll be their God, and they shall be my people. So God is in us. Hallelujah. And He's walking in us. Wherefore, come out from among them. Be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and I'll be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and my daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Who's supposed to perfect holiness? We are. How do we do that? When we're making these lifestyle changes, we're making these changes, we're making these changes, we're making this. These are friends who tell these vulgar jokes that we used to laugh at. We walk away from them. Or when they come around us, not that we drive them, when they say those things, you don't laugh. If you laugh, you're touching the unclean thing. You don't buy them, you know, Budweiser, you know, I don't drink alcohol, but I buy it for you, and I'm going to drink my soda. No. The money belongs to God. Hallelujah. Oh, can you buy me some cigarettes? No. Why? It's not of God. My money belongs to God. I am dead and my life is hid with Christ in God. My money, I can't spend it on something like that. No. Study the word of God. Don't say, Pastor said, read the Bible. What does he say to do? You do it. What he says not to do, don't do it. On that day, you'll be standing and you'll be judged from the things written in the books. He said, the books will be opened and men shall be judged by the things that are written in it. If you as a Christian refuse to judge yourself and make the lifestyle changes that God talks about, on that day, you'll be put with the world. That's what the Bible says. God loves you. That's why you're being warned. You need to make those changes. Today is the day of salvation. Now is the hour.